Community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden. Episode 4, Debt of Honour.
Claire, have you heard the latest rumour?
Rumour? No. What is it, Megan?
I heard it from Helen.
I heard it from Libby.
I heard it from Ray.
Hang on, will someone please just tell me what this rumour is?
Tell her, Ray.
Right, it's about Linden Road.
All right, what about it?
You know the large Art Deco building? The one that houses the Linden Road regeneration project?
I love that place.
They're closing it down.
What?
Listen, tell her what's going up in its place.
You will never guess what's going up in its place.
An Asda!
I was supposed to tell her.
An Asda? That's an outrage. No. A major supermarket on our doorstep in Linden Road. That's unthinkable. Not only would it destroy the livelihoods of the local independent traders, it would totally obliterate the character of the area. It would reduce it to just another homogenous high street hellhole.
Yes.
We must fight this development to the last tin of baked beans.
Absolutely. Yes.
Actually, Claire, I didn't hear Asda. I heard it was going to be a Waitrose.
Waitrose.
Waitrose?
Well, I mean, obviously, we shouldn't rush into anything before we all know.
So you're telling me that Claire has actually agreed to marry you?
Yes. Almost. No.
Thank God for that.
Well, hang on a minute, Simon. You were the one who told me that a wedding declares to the world that you will be physically and spiritually entwined forever.
Yeah, but I didn't mean it was a good thing.
Oh, I'm just going to keep on at her until she agrees.
I just don't want to see you throw your life away.
Ugh, I'll probably be doing that tonight anyway.
Giving her another driving lesson after the last time.
Pray so.
Do you want to borrow my St. Christopher?
No, thanks. Claire says she finds it undermining.
Well, the least I can do is lend you some plastic sheeting.
Yeah, that was a one-off, Simon. I won't do that again.
Blazia, for the last time, Bowen will not go through the fence like cheese, so stop trying. I'm too old for this teaching lark, Brian.
And there's talk of the retirement age going up again. Any higher, and it'll be us asking them if we can go to the toilet.
Please, Claire.
For the last time, Helen, no.
5 hours I've sat here at my desk prevaricating. 5 hours staring at a screen, weighing up the consequences of a damned if you do, damned if you don't dilemma.
You're a social worker, Helen. The whole job. It's about making difficult decisions.
I know that, but this one, well, it's paralysed me. Help me to make it, Claire.
I'm sorry, Helen, I just can't. Only you can decide whether to change the photo on your Facebook page.
Or I could just drop in a picture of my cat.
Claire Barker. Oh, for the last time, Brian, just leave it.
Something wrong, Claire?
Brian, he won't let it rest.
Well, he's obviously dead keen to get married.
Who's getting married? Brilliant! Oh, I love a wedding! Any excuse to break out the best Birkenstocks?
I'll tell you who's not getting married, and that is me.
But Claire, why not?
2 reasons. First, because I would be endorsing and collaborating with an institution inherently designed to subjugate women's rights and crush their independence. And second, because it would be to Brian. From anything else. We just can't afford it.
Well, do what my brother did. Instead of spending money on a wedding, he went to Thailand with his girlfriend, came back married. I mean, not to her, it has to be said. The principle's the same.
Or you can cut costs with a 2-tier invitation.
2-tier?
Yeah, you know, close friends and family get a gold card invitation to the actual wedding and reception. People you don't actually like but feel an obligation towards get a separate invitation that reads, "Join us in the evening for a drink to celebrate our marriage." What's more, they can pay for their own drinks.
Look, there's not going to be any marriage, okay? End of story. That's typical of you, Brian. That kind of behaviour really undermines my confidence as a trainee motorist.
Look, Claire, me screaming I don't want to die doesn't necessarily refer to your driving, all right? I could just as easily be expressing a spontaneous existentialist statement.
Right. And how about, by all that's holy, stop driving on the pavement?
Let's not get bogged down in semantics, Claire. Point is, after 10 years of giving you lessons, I wonder if I'm really the best person to take... Ballard!
I saw it. Well, you know, maybe you aren't. I mean, what is the point of giving me lessons at 2 o'clock in the morning when there are no other cars around?
My nerves, Claire. That's the point. You're just not focused.
Focused?
Yes, Claire, focused. Your concentration is all over the place.
How dare you, Brian? Oh. I am the most focused person I know. I mean, just the other day, Helen...
Claire!
I hit something.
No, you didn't.
Oh, thank goodness.
You hit someone.
Are you okay?
Yes, are you okay?
I'm so sorry.
Me too. But I would like to make clear that in using the word sorry, we are empathising, not apologising, and this cannot be construed as any acknowledgement of responsibility for the accident.
Get me in the car.
We can call an ambulance.
Just get me in the bloody car. Let's go.
Are you sure you're okay?
I'm fine.
Because I think it would be more comfortable if one of you sat in the back.
Right!
Look, there are people coming to kill me. Bad people. My life is in danger, understand?
Yes, but I do struggle with the whole concept of bad people. I mean...
Our lives are in danger. Move it, will you?
Okay. Right, mirror. And off we go. No, no, that's not right. What's happening?
You're in reverse.
Backwards, forwards, I don't care as long as we just keep moving.
Good morning, Gnarly. Oh, gosh, you'll never guess what. Brian and I got carjacked last night. That's not funny, Gnarly. I'm still in shock. Really? We genuinely thought our lives were in danger.
Gnarly, have you got headphones on?
Sorry, Claire, I can't hear you. I've got my headphones on.
And what about the house rule of no wearing of headphones indoors?
Oh, I'm sorry. I got a little carried away. I was listening to a recording of the English humorist Jim Davidson. Upon the flawed nature of British multiculturalism.
So you didn't hear what I said? I said that Brian and I were carjacked last night. It was like something out of a gangster film.
Oh, my God, Claire, that's terrible. Can I have Tuesday morning off?
This chap, right, that jumped into our car was badly injured, but he wouldn't let Brian and me drive him to the hospital.
Oh, how very strange.
So, yeah, I offered to drive him to the family centre where we've got a first aid box. But the next thing I know, he's opened the car door and he's hurled himself out.
What, did he hurt himself?
Oh, luckily, no, because Brian rolled out with him and broke his fall. And then our mystery man just ran off into the night.
Who did he say was running away from?
The Russian mafia.
Ha! The Russian mafia are a bunch of pussies. Compared to the mafia where I come from. In the last 50 years, only my brave Uncle Motrik had found the courage to stand up to them.
Oh, good for him.
Yes, except it was the last time he stood up. Now, about Tuesday
morning...
Well,
I hate to disappoint you, Gnarly.
At least think about this.
But I think our so-called gangster was nothing but a harmless fantasist.
So, about Tuesday...
Oh, Gnarly, I have made my position quite clear. If it's for personal reasons, then that's absolutely fine. But if it's to further your political ambitions, then no.
But, Claire...
Enough, Gnarly, please. I'm under enough pressure as it is from Brian with his endless requests for me to marry him.
Oh, please, Claire, marry him. I so long to be a part of traditional British hen party. We have hen parties in my village, of course, but they involve hens.
Yes, I understand. I'll hold.
Claire, what the hell are you doing?
I am at my desk, Libby. I am being a social worker. You should try it.
Yeah, and what about the unveiling?
Honestly, Libby, services are being cut, redundancies are being implemented, and we spend money on a flaming sculpture. I think your ridiculous piece of public art can unveil itself without any help from me. I have more important things to do. Hello? Hello. At 2:45. Yes, please. Both legs.
I said everybody in the
car park at 10:30 a.m, and that includes you, Claire.
You really get off on this whole power trip, don't you, Libby?
It's called assertiveness, Claire. I used to teach a course back in Oz.
Oh, yeah? Were you any good?
Never had any complaints.
Yeah, well, maybe that's because you didn't make them assertive enough.
Let's get downstairs, Claire.
As Lady Mirrors, it gives me great pleasure to unveil this piece of public art, which will not only enrich the lives of everyone who uses the Sparrowhawk Family Centre, but should also be big enough to discourage the children from skateboarding through the car park. Before I proceed with the unveiling, may I remind you of two things. First, that it's important to keep an open mind. And second, it was commissioned by my predecessor. One, two, three, go. Well, isn't that... I give you the artist, Mr. Spartacus McKay. Are you prepared to take questions, Mr. McKay?
I am prepared to answer questions.
Oh, good. And there are lots and lots of hands in the air.
Except for the following ones. What's it meant to be? How much was I paid? Am I having a laugh? Fire away.
Oh, dear. All the hands have gone down again. Except one. Yes, yes, you at the back.
Claire Barker.
Well, Claire Barker, what do you want to know?
Well, it's an abstract, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so how come it looks like Mrs. Thatcher?
Well, I think it looks like a turtle with a banjo.
Not a banjo. Maybe a balalaika. And it's not a turtle, it's a badger.
On a pogo stick.
Aye, that's obvious, goes without saying.
But definitely not Mrs. Thatcher.
It takes a particularly psychotic worldview to see Mrs. Thatcher in it.
You'd never get her on a pogo stick, for one thing.
Hey, you guys, can we please have a little less art appreciation and a little bit more social work? Thank you. Yes, sir, can I help you?
I'm looking for someone called Claire.
Yeah, she's over there on the phone. Just follow the odour of sanctimonious self-importance.
For crying out loud, Brian, I don't care if there's been a cancellation. I haven't agreed to get married. You can stuff your Kaylee.
Excuse me.
Goodbye.
Remember me?
Yes, of course. Well, fancy running into you again, so to speak.
Mind if I sit down? I think you broke my pelvis.
Yeah, well, you put a hell of a dent in our bonnet.
Yeah, well, that'll teach me to walk on the pavement.
Listen, if this is about the insurance...
A dent, eh? I'll sort that.
Did you get home all right?
I did, thanks to you.
Oh, yeah, we were both a bit surprised when you jumped out of the moving car. Surely those people weren't still after you.
No, actually, it was your driving. No offence.
Glad to have been of assistance, Mr...
Finnegan.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Finnegan, if you don't mind.
Thing is, I owe you my life. And Frankie the Fruitcake Finnegan pays his debts. Perhaps you've heard of me?
No.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I was called Frankie Nutcase Finnegan for a while.
Still no.
Frankie, Crazy Frank Finnegan, ring any bells?
No, I'm sorry.
How about Frank Frothing at the Mouth Rabid Dog Finnegan?
No. Look, I'm sorry, Mr. Finnegan, but it would appear that I've never heard of you, so...
Good. That's the way I like it. Although I have been in the papers, local TV news a couple of times, and of course, I was featured on Crime Watch. Although the actor they got to play me looked nothing like me. My mum was so upset, she wrote in to complain, enclosing my name and a photo. Silly moo cost me 8 years of my life. But anyway, point is, you pay your debts.
Well, isn't that nice?
You do me a favour, I pay it back. It's the gangster's code.
Well, you can get rid of that awful sculpture in the car park for a start.
What? The one of Thatcher?
Yes. Yes, it is her, isn't it?
Of course it is, blindingly obvious. Although I don't know what she's doing on a pogo stick.
Excuse me. What is it, Brian? I am busy. You've done what? But unbook it. I specifically said not to. I'm going now, Brian. Goodbye.
Problem.
Big problem. My partner, Brian.
Chap in the car.
Yeah, the chap in the car. He's making my life a misery.
Misery, eh?
Yeah, the grief he's giving me.
Grief?
Sometimes I could bloody murder him. Hello? Stop calling me at work, Brian. I'm not talking about this anymore. Goodbye. Sorry about that, Mr. Finnegan. You really don't owe me... Oh, he's gone.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning, Claire.
You know, the weirdest thing has happened. The dent in our bonnet has been fixed overnight. The car's outside our house as good as new.
Well, it's obviously a morning for weird occurrences.
What do you mean?
The statue is gone.
Gone?
Disappeared in the night.
It's a total mystery. Like Picnic at Hanging Rock or Danny Minogue.
Maybe somebody stole it.
What, that monstrosity, it weighed a ton.
Police are looking for a thief with a hernia and no discernible taste.
Well, one thing's for sure, it's certainly not there anymore.
Claire, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's just something's occurred to me.
Thing is, I owe you my life. And Frankie the Fruitcake Finnegan pays his debts. His debts.
Frankie the Fruitcake Finnegan.
I'm sorry?
Hang on a second, Megan. I'm thinking.
A dead name? I'll sort that out.
I mean, there's probably a perfectly rational explanation, right?
Well, you can get rid of that flaming, awful sculpture in the car park for a start.
Claire, you've got a funny colour.
No. Can't be. It's a coincidence, surely.
Although, strictly speaking, white isn't a colour.
Oh, my God!
Problem?
Big problem. My partner, Brian, he's making my life misery.
Misery, eh?
Yeah, the grief he's giving me.
Grief, eh?
Sometimes I...
Although, strictly speaking, white is actually the absence of colour. Or is that black?
Megan, do you mind? I am trying to remember something.
Sorry.
Sometimes I could bloody murder him. Murder him. Murder.
Wait, Claire, come on, mate, snap out of it.
Sorry, I was...
Yeah, well, you can't stand around the office all day in a semi-comatose state, because that is Helen's job.
Come on, Libby, that's a bit unfair to Helen.
Yeah, all right, fair dues. I'm sorry, Helen. Hey, Helen!
I'm sorry, I can't take your call at the moment. Please leave a message after the beep.
Hi, Brian. Claire here. Can you give me a call when you get this? Bye! Brian, call me as soon as you get this, okay? For crying out loud, Brian, this is actually quite important. Can you phone me, okay? Will you answer the flaming phone, Brian? We need to talk. It's urgent. Hi, Brian. It's me again. Look, Brian, I don't want you to panic. In fact, it's probably nothing. But I think I may have... inadvertently hired a hitman to kill you.
Frankie the Fruitcake Finnegan.
Frankie the Fruitcake Finnegan.
And he's called the Fruitcake because he's a psychopath.
No, Megan, he's called the Fruitcake because he likes baking.
Putting a label like fruitcake on a mentally ill person can cause all manner of emotional damage.
Megan, I think you're missing the point.
Okay, so you asked him to get rid of the dent in your car, and then you asked him to get rid of the sculpture, then you asked him to get rid of Brian. Well, it's a good job you ran out of wishes.
Oh, for crying out loud. This isn't Aladdin.
Get at me, I'm upset too.
Sorry, I do appreciate your support, Megan.
You've got it, Claire.
And you haven't told anybody else?
Of course not.
Claire, what's this about Brian?
Have you heard anything?
Oh, my God, kidnapped you, poor thing. That is terrible.
Maybe told one or two people.
Oh, this is terrible.
I cannot believe this is happening. Poor Claire.
Poor Brian.
Oh, come on now, things might turn out okay.
Do you think so?
I don't. Let me tell you the best case scenario. This guy, Frankie Fruitcake, is a pro. Knows what he's doing, puts a bullet in Brian's head. Bang, clean, swift. Brian feels nothing. Worst case scenario, Frankie's a sadist. Gets his kicks from torturing his victims before dispatching them. Brian ends up dead, but not before he's endured intolerable agony at the hands of... Hi, Claire.
I can't believe that I've put Brian's life in danger. I can't believe that I may never ever see him again.
Well, we don't know for sure he's got Brian, so first thing, check your pigeonhole.
My pigeonhole?
For body parts in the post. It's like a gangland calling card.
Helen, I don't think that's helping.
Oh, but Libby...
Yeah, no, Helen, you're making the situation worse with your hysterical overreaction.
I'm sorry, I got a bit carried away. I watch a lot of crime dramas. You're right, we have to stay rational.
Claire, you need to call the police.
No!
heaven!
Look, that's the worst thing Claire could do.
Why?
Because it was Claire who ordered Brian's death. Remember?
Oh, yeah, that's actually a pretty good point.
Oh, no, sorry, can I get one thing straight? I only accidentally ordered Brian's death. It's the kind of thing anyone could have done. Oh, it's a text. It's from Brian.
You can't presume that, Claire. Just because it's been sent from his phone, Brian may already be dead and the killer.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
What does it say?
The railway arches, 1 p.m, green door, come alone.
Oh, is that it?
That's it. Wish me luck.
All right, you have fun.
Good luck.
Right, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give Claire 5 minutes, then I'm going to follow her to the arches, and I'm going to make sure whatever dangers she has to face, she doesn't have to face them alone. Who's coming with me? You're right, we'd probably just get in the way.
Hello? Is there nobody there? Brian? Oh! Must be some lights in this... Brian?
Claire?
Where are you? Where are you, Brian? I can't see.
I'm in here.
Brian, are you okay?
No, Claire, I'm not. I've been tortured. Tortured too long by you. Okay, boys, hit the lights. And music.
Claire, the queen of community care, have you a moment to spare? For someone like me, devoted you see to Claire, please make me your package of care. I'm not tall and I'm not debonair, I'm down on one knee to matrimony, say yes. Take a day off from the strain and stress. Let big society clean up the mess. Registry office or a church, I don't care. If I arrange a big day, just say that you will be there. Oh, Claire. Oh, Claire. Oh, Claire.
So what do you think? Sorry I didn't answer your calls, me and the chaps have been rehearsing all day. Of course I had to change the lyrics because the original was about a 3-year-old girl, but, well...
You stupid bastard, Brian. I thought you were dead.
Claire, are you okay? It's been almost a week. You're still looking a bit peaky.
She's been through a terrible ordeal.
Yeah, it was a shock. I mean, relief at seeing Brian alive was balanced by horror at the prospect of him taking up singing, but... With the benefit of hindsight, I realised I was in the thrall of a very uncharacteristic paranoid hysteria.
Right.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
You know, of course Frankie wasn't about to kidnap Brian. What's more, Frankie didn't fix the bonnet of the car. Nobody did. I just saw a black car parked outside our house and I assumed that it was ours.
But your car is blue.
Yes, Libby. Something that Brian was also very quick to point out.
And Frankie had nothing to do with the disappearance of the sculpture either.
Oh, really? They found it?
Well, it's back outside the building.
The artist took it away for major restructuring. He was upset that any work of his should look like Mrs. Thatcher.
Although everyone thinks it now looks like David Cameron.
And Mrs. Thatcher's handbag looks like Nick Clegg's.
So it looks like Frankie the gangster was a total fantasist after all.
How's Brian? I hope you weren't too tough on him. He meant well.
Yeah, how did he take it?
Take what?
Your rejection of his proposal.
Oh, I didn't reject it. I accepted it.
What?
What?
What on earth do you mean?
Well, I mean, there was a point during the whole ordeal when I thought that Brian was dead. And, suddenly occurred to me that with Brian gone, I'd have to deal with his estate as cohabitor with all the complications that involved. His wife, I would become the automatic executor. I'd save a fortune on solicitor's fees and I'd totally circumvent inheritance tax. So, accepting his proposal made solid financial sense.
They say romance is dead.
Hmm. Hang on, why haven't you told us before?
Because we wanted to get these printed first.
Oh, I can't believe it. I'm actually going to see you married.
I better get my two-tone corduroy suit cleaned. Have to look my best before the registrar.
It says three-course reception. That means a proper three-course, doesn't it? Not just a fruit juice starter.
Dear Libby, join us in the evening for a drink. To celebrate our marriage.
Excuse me, sorry to interrupt. I'm looking for Claire Barker.
That'll be me.
I have a letter for you from Frankie the Fruitcake Finnegan.
Thought I'd seen the last of him. Well, thank you. Dear Miss Barker, I told you I'd sort it. Please find the enclosed to fix your car. Yours, Frankie.
Is it money, Claire?
No, Helen, it's the name of a garage. Well, could you thank Mr. Fruitcake for me?
Bit difficult, that. He's dead.
What?
Afraid so. We found the letter in his hand. Found the hand 20 feet from his body. I hope we find his head soon, because his mum's insisting on an open casket. Night, Mary. Stay lucky.
Good morning, Brian.
And good morning to you, the future Mrs. Harris. Not that you're going to take my name, nor would I expect it or want it. But it would imply an element of ownership.
Can you just eat your cornflakes, Brian?
A point taken. Where's Gnarly?
Well, she went down with a temperature last night. She had to go to bed.
Oh, poor thing. Should I take her a cup of tea?
No, it might be catching.
You know, just over 3 weeks till our wedding. 23 days, 552 hours. 33,120 minutes. 1,900,000...
Yes, Brian. Yes, Brian. So you said yesterday.
No, because yesterday it would be 3 weeks.
Hush, Brian, I can't listen to this again.
You're listening to the Today programme with Sarah Montague and James Naughty. Next month sees a tough test for the government with the Sparrowhawk East by-election, and I'm joined in the studio by four of the candidates. For a resurgent Labour, Jim Sturgess.
Good morning.
For the Liberal Democrats, Carol Morley.
Good morning.
Hoping to distance himself from allegations of far-right extremism, the British Patriotic Party leader, Nick Powell.
See, Kyle.
Oh, bugger. And for the Conservatives, a newcomer to the cut and thrust of politics, Gnarly Ramsbottom.
Hello.
What?
Been listening to Claire in the Community by Harry Benning and David Ramsden, starring Sally Phillips, Alex Lowe, Nina Conti, Sarah Kendall, Richard Lumsden, Lisa Tarbuck, Andrew Wincott, and Jared McDermott. The producer was Katie Tyrrell.